Grab a change of underwear, put on your blankie, and get your mom on speed dial. You're listening to Haunted Heartland on MavRadio.fm. 90.7 HD2.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to Haunted Heartland. We have had some very chilling stories thus far.
Chilling. If after. Chilling story if after.
So what's next, Missy? What have we got for the people at home?
We actually have a story that has some truth to it.
Ooh.
Some very, very...
Well, you could don't get much truer than our last story, for heaven's sakes.
That is very true.
Omaha,
that is very true.
Our Omaha's prostituted past. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get more real than that.
Which I think Omaha's, you know, want to be... I think that Omaha would want to be remembered by its prostitution.
Considering
With hearts of gold, of course.
Yes. Just have a big statue of Anna Wilson instead on the welcome home instead of Omaha or Nebraska, the good life. Omaha, prostitutes with hearts of gold.
Exactly. And that's all I'm asking is just have a really intriguing sign when you come into Omaha.
Everybody will talk about it. You know it'll go viral.
All right.
You know, I think Omaha should be supported and encouraged for recognizing that prostitutes can have hearts of gold. And Michelle would like to back me up on that. And, you know, I think we could even have a national discussion. Oh, there's a concept.
There
for
it is.
My gosh.
I was wondering when you were going to bust out some presidential impersonations.
Oh, we'll see if we can fit some more in over the course of the evening. I'm Matthias, she's Missy, and this is the Haunted Heartland
Show. All right, Matthias, are you ready for our next story?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
All right. There are many ways to celebrate Halloween. Some people go trick-or-treating. Some stay home to watch scary movies. Some people anxiously wait for an entire year to dress up and attend screenings of popular movies like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I think I know a couple of those. I'm not saying I'm one, but no.
But there are those that crave more of a thrill. These people prefer to pay to be spooked at a haunted house. Kenneth Vella has more on this chilling story.
The fall welcomes all types of sounds. The howl of the chilly wind, the rustle of fallen leaves, creepy music, even the grinding of chainsaws and shrieks of terrified people. For some Omaha residents, those sounds may compare to a horror movie come to life, but for others, it is a highly anticipated time of year. This year isn't any different. Fans of Fright are willing to wait for up to an hour for their chance to experience the cold sweat from touring the most popular haunted houses in the Omaha Metro. But one of the most challenging issues for haunted house lovers on a candy corn budget is choosing the house with the most literal bang for their buck. Every year, owners like Wayne Seeley, founder of Mystery Manor on the north side of Omaha, attempt to attract more thrill seekers than the previous year. Seeley says his strategy is to send his 20,000 patrons home with more than just a spooky night out.
Our show is seen through their eyes, so we have absolutely nothing until they come here. And when they get here, we engage them. We don't throw things at them or yell at them. We're engaging them because the magic and art that we do out here happens between their eyes and their background and the interplay between our actors and this facility. We've got a facility that's as good as Disneyland.
But Seeley assures it's all about the community.
It still breaks down to the public being treated properly and a cast, because that's what you come to see.
That is not the only thing attracting people to Mystery Manor. Seeley claims his haunted house isn't merely smoke and mirrors. It's truly haunted. Legend has it that William and Greta Hall, the original owners of the manor, were murdered inside the home in the late 1800s. It's been said that, in a blinding rage of madness, Hall took an axe from his shed and hacked his wife into pieces until his frenzy subsided. A week later, Mrs. Hall's brother, John Martin, avenged his sister's brutal slaying by hacking up his former brother-in-law with the same axe. Some say the couple's spirits still reside in the manor, and Seeley says he has experienced strange occurrences in the home.
One day I get this phone call from a lady, and she's a paranormal person, and she wanted to know if she could come in and see the property. So I said, not a problem, and I meet her at the back door of the house. I come into the house, unlock it, walk into my office, sit behind my desk, and I turn around, and the lady is sitting in the door jamb of my office, holding on to two oversized Allen wrenches, which are dowsers, and they're spinning like airplanes in her hands. And she said, sir, I've been doing paranormal for quite a few years, and my dowsers have rocked many a time. time. In fact, they made complete circumferences once or twice, but never have they ever took off in my hands like they did in your door jam. And I saw all of that place I want to see.
Experiences with the afterlife might be enough for some folks, but it doesn't stop other haunted houses in the area from competing with Mystery Manor for that elusive once-a-year particular patron. One of Seeley's fiercest competitors comes from across the city, near 172nd and Giles Road. It's known as Scary Acres. Scary Acres prop manager Robin Allen says that, although their ticket prices are twice as high as Mystery Manor's, their fans of fright won't have to go home after only a few minutes of terror.
I really think a lot of it with us is that we have three attractions. We have lots and lots of space. It takes quite a while to get through the different attractions, so you get a lot of bang for your buck. And then we have also on the property the bonfire, so you know you can go through on attraction and then go warm up by the fire. We have concessions and t-shirt stands and stuff, so you know you can have some hot cocoa and a funnel cake while you warm up and then go through another attraction. And we have so much space, you know, it's really beneficial for us.
But Allen says the competition is friendly and there's enough scare to share in Omaha.
We're glad to be out here today. We like coming down here. The owner of Mystery Manor, these guys do a great job down here. So we always, every year we come to theirs and they come see us.
For MavRadio.fm, I'm Kenneth Vella.
All right, Kenneth, we have you live at the Mystery Manor. Kenneth, what's the scene out there? What's it looking like?
You know, actually, a while ago, about 5 minutes ago, there was actually nobody here, and it was kind of a ghost town here, but now, 5 minutes later, people are starting to line up, and I guess they open at 7, so I was a little early, so there was nothing going on, but right now, people are lining up, so.
Awesome. So what are some of the prices for Mystery Manor, and even, like, Scary Acres?
You know what, I have not been able to go into Scary Manor, because of time crunches and whatnot, but Mystery Manor is, I heard that it's $12 a ticket, whereas Scary Acres can be around, you know, $8 or you know, $18 or $24, depending on which attraction that you want to go to. So, for example, if you want to go to House on the Hill, you can go to that one. It's $8. Or if you want to go to the Haunted Woods, it's $10. But if you want the full package, it's $24.
I see. So if you wanted to just do one of the three, then that'd be less of an expense. Whereas if you really want to go through the whole cadre of capers at Scary Acres, you gotta shell out. Is that right, Kenneth?
That is correct.
I see. So what is the difference between one haunted house and the other? I mean, you described in your package how there's more space at Scary Acres, but for those of the audience who have never been to either, describe exactly the differences between one attraction and the other. What's the difference between Mystery Manor and Scary Acres?
Right. You know, again, I haven't gotten the chance to go inside of Mystery Manor, but from what people have told me, Mystery Manor is more of a theatrical haunted house. You know, they put on more of a performance and a show, and it's more like you're watching a theater show. Whereas at Scary Acres, I did have the opportunity to go to Scary Acres, and that's more of a, as the owner described it, more of like a gory kind of place. They kind of bang on the walls and stuff when you're going through the haunted house. So you're getting scared a little more at Scary Acres, whereas at Mystery Manor, you're watching a show. So that's really more of the difference. And also, as I mentioned in my package, Mystery Manor is allegedly haunted.
Right. So when a professional paranormal expert walks in and says, "Sir, my dowsers have rocked many a time. In fact, they've made complete circumferences once or twice, but never have they ever took off in my hands like they did in your door jam, and that's all of the place I want to see," then you know that some kooky's going on in the attic over there.
Yes, and, you know, the owner also, when I interviewed him, he told me a bunch of other things that happened in the house, like a radio being turned on, and when they go to turn it off, like, it turns off, but then when they go back to their desk, the music changes, and...
So Mystery Manor is... So if you were to visit Mystery Manor, you might be scared by somebody who's not on staff.
That is correct, but as the owner also mentioned, that they don't take account or they don't write down the many times that people are supposedly scared from something paranormal happening, because it could be one of the employees, one of the actors. So they try not to pay attention too much to what happens during season, but off season, that's when they take note of it.
Understood. Well, thank you for braving the elements out there, Kenneth. We hope you enjoy yourself, and we will welcome you back into the arms of Maverick Radio once you're ready to come in from the cold.
I will be there.
And you out there in Mav Radio, sit quietly, nestle with a warm beverage and perhaps a cozy blanket as we bring you yet another round of commercials. But it's only a brief interlude in the action, for when we return, oh, what have we got in store for you? Well, you'll just have to keep listening to find out now, won't you? We'll be back with the Haunted Heartland Show in just a few moments.